think this is because of the way in which we relate to our own childhoods. A lot of people do. A lot of people do. There's a kind of feeling that your childhood should have been nice, should have been good. And people wish to make it so. They wish to make the childhood of their own children good in that sort of way. Whereas, if you ask people at any length, you find that most people didn't have a particularly good childhood. Childhood was a place where you want to get away from. You want to grow out of. You don't want to stay there. So adults going back to childhood try to create a sort of idea that it was nice and that the books in that childhood were nice things. In fact, it may well be that the books were the best part of the childhood. Now, I know that sounds awfully cynical, but you see it so often. I have had classes of adults in tears because I simply asked them which character in a school story they thought they were, you know, in their own childhood. And the whole class comes to a halt. Well, out of bubbles up these horrific memories of what people will have. And so the books may, in one sense, be the bright spot. So if you look back on Treasure Island from an unhappy childhood, this wasn't escape. This was an exciting, bright place to be, where you had instant gratification. And the baddies, you could shoot the baddies. And the fact that the goodies weren't very good was not recognised so much. So you came home with the treasure, all the pirates were shot as they should have been, and that's very simple. But if we go back to it now, with a clearer eye, we don't see that. We see all the ambiguities.